Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much, guys, for joining us this evening. You're taking time out of your busy schedules, and I truly, truly thank you for joining us. It does not go unnoticed, and we thank you. Tonight, we have a great, great show for you. The topic is committed to pursue. So I'm telling you, I tell you each and every week that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. So with that said, we bring people on that's living out their purpose, living in their passions, allowing their gifts to make room for them, and it's going to be an amazing show. But before we do so, we want to thank each and every sponsor for this week's show. That is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, that's a great read. She explains how she God blessed her and healed her son from being addicted to alcoholism for over 15 years of it. So that's a great, great read. It's available on all your online bookstores. Again, the title of the book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's the sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. And the jingle that you hear on Fire to Inspire, I wrote the words, he did the music, and it was a great, great collaboration. So thank you, Third Heaven Sound. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products, whether you need it for personal or business products. Angelise Washington is there to take care of you. If you need T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever you need, reach out to her. All of our sponsors are on Facebook. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located in at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. They specialize in all of your hair care and beauty needs, relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and much, much more. Ask for Roz. Roz will take care of you just like she takes care of Miss On Fire to Inspire each and every week. PrintTara.com is our final sponsor for the evening, and they're your one-stop shop for your business cards, your flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors who have sponsored for the month of July. We are continuing that sponsorship special for only $25 for the entire month. We actually announce your business. We send it to all of our social media outlet contacts and just get your visibility out there about your business. You're sowing in the fertile ground, and we're helping get your visibility out there even the more. Well, we are back to an awesome, awesome show. We have the one and only Mr. Brian Wells joining us. Brian is, I tell you, he's written his first novel, and that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit tonight, The League and the Lantern. But not just that. He's a TV executive. He is, again, an author now. He has written so many things that have been included in many movies, specials, and series for NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and Hallmark Channel. So he has been included in executive producing of at least 15 movies on the television. So I tell you, he has a background in entertainment. He's done work for Walmart, Microsoft, Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, J.M. Smucker, ConAgra, FedEx. I'm telling you, this man has been there. His movies have been applauded by Focus on the Family, Parents Television Council, and MOPS International. So, guys, you really want to listen up to this interview. Take you some notes if you feel like you need to, because I'm bringing people here to empower you to move forward, to come out of that place, that complacency, stop existing, and start living. But without further ado, we want to welcome Mr. Brian Wells. Brian, welcome to On Fire to Inspire this evening.
Thanks for having me, Aaliyah. It's great to be with you.
Great, great, great. So, Brian, I tell you, you have a great, great resume. of things that, like you said, so many things that you've done. Not a dull moment, huh?
it's been quite a journey. You know, just trying to figure out kind of where that overlap is between the gifts God has given me and kind of where my passions are, and just continuing to follow that.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what made you want to pursue the passions? Because, you know, of course you have the part that you actually love doing, but the part that you're truly, truly called to, how did you move into saying, I'm going to definitely pursue the passion?
Well, for me, I had something that I humorously call the shower test, which is, when I'm getting the shower in the morning, what am I getting ideas for? What am I getting like the creative kind of vision for? And if I find myself in a job for very long and I find myself all my kind of shower ideas in the morning are not related to that job but related to something else, maybe I need to start thinking about moving kind of toward that other thing. And that's not kind of the end all kind of measure for me, but it's that early kind of twitch in me that says, wow, maybe God's kind of put something different out there for me that I need to be moving toward. That shower test is kind of the first kind of inkling that I get.
Okay. I love it. Now you've written a book. Now you've authored your first novel, The League and the Lantern. How did that come about? Why did you create The League and the Lantern?
Yeah, well, I got into family entertainment about a decade ago now, really kind of reflecting kind of my own frustration of, I had two kids that were kind of in middle school age at the time, and just increasingly as a dad being frustrated that I didn't think that there was a lot of entertainment content that we could enjoy together as a family that my wife and I would enjoy watching and it'd also be totally appropriate for my kids to be watching. So that's how I kind of moved into family entertainment in the first place, and have done a lot in the television space. But I've always also been a reader. I grew up like early years of my life, like Hardy Boys books. I just devoured them. I fell in love with kind of action adventure. I always felt like I've had this kind of adventure series in me that I wanted to write someday. So when I got into helping develop movies, being an executive producer, those kind of things, that's when I started thinking about maybe this book idea would be something that could take fruit. So about 3 years ago, I just kind of devoted myself for a year, and I said, if I'm ever going to do this, it's going to be now. I'm going to commit 1 hour every day, 6 days a week. I'll always take one day of kind of rest from the project, but 6 days a week, I'm going to take an hour, and I'm just going to write, and at the end of the year, I'll see what I have. And at the end of the year, I had something. Now, it wasn't a masterpiece by any means, but I had something to start with that I could then go back to and then start to get feedback on and develop. So that's been, kind of the journey on it. It was just wanting to get great entertainment out there for families that was both great creatively, called out what's best in us, great creatively, and then also called out what's best in us.
Now, you said something that was key, and it made me say you found the problem and you brought forth a solution. Because so many times we complain about what we don't see. But you said, I'm going to be the solution instead of complaining. And I really, really love that. Love it. When I saw the cover, I said, I could see this as an actual movie or an actual cartoon or something. I could actually see it just seeing the cover. Do you plan to pursue that?
We are in some discussions right now. Yeah, we've had some interest in it as a television series. And we think it also could exist as a movie as well. So, we'll see where that journey goes, but we think it could be.
Great, great. Now, talk to us about the term you often use, criticize by creating.
Sure. It goes a little bit.
Go ahead.
No, it goes a little bit to what you were saying, just as far as the idea of looking for something that's a problem out there that maybe you want to see a solution to. I think some of our frustration that we have out there, we're frustrated by something that's kind of not how we think it should be. And sometimes that frustration is because God's put something in us that we're supposed to create. And instead what we do is we sit back and we criticize. But instead what we should be doing is creating. So that's where kind of that, how I think about that term, criticize by creating. If you don't like something that's out there, that may be a sign that you're supposed to create something better.
Wow. Love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, how did how have your parenting choices influenced the league and the lantern?
Well, you know, I think it has in a lot of ways. I started to, as I said, as a father, become a little frustrated that it seemed like all the choices that were out there, or at least a lot of the choices that were out there for entertainment for my kids, were what I would call this compromise between great and good. If it was really great entertainment, if it was really well written, if it was exciting, if it was well produced, vast majority of the time it was also selling values to my family that I wasn't interested in. It was stories of revenge instead of forgiveness. It was stories of easy wins instead of perseverance. It was stories of kind of self-centeredness instead of sacrifice and being other-centered. But on the other end of it, the more likely there were stories that I felt were reinforcing the kind of values I was trying to build in my family, a lot of times they were poorly written, they were cliche, they were poorly produced. And so that kind of frustration, I said, you know, we shouldn't have to choose between great creative and good, healthy content for human consumption. We should be able to get both the great and the good together. And that's right. What kind of my work grew out of. Now, it's not that I always clear that bar. You know, everything that I produce has not only cleared that great good bar, but that's what we're shooting for.
I love it. Love it, love it. So when you was writing this book, you said your children were in middle school, right?
That's right. Yep.
Now, your children are now, are they in high school now?
They're older. I have one in high school and one in college.
Oh, wow. So has it been an impact on them to be able to see that, wow, this I was an inspiration. I had something to do with what my dad has pursued?
Well, it has. And, you know, one thing for me as a dad that's been really fun as well is that my oldest is actually studying to be a high school English teacher. So he helped me. He helped me on some of the development of the book from the standpoint of some of the editing, and he helped me. He wrote kind of a vocabulary guide that's a companion to the book. So that was really neat to see that kind of come around.
Oh, I love it. You grew up in Illinois. Does this book follow along with any of your childhood footsteps?
It does. You know, I actually spent earlier in my life in Nigeria. My parents were missionaries, and then we moved back to the States, and I grew up in Illinois, and I actually grew up in Springfield, Illinois, kind of the home of Abraham Lincoln. So you grow up surrounded by, you know, Abraham Lincoln's tomb, his home, you know, all this kind of Lincoln mythology, and I've always found some interest in that, and I thought that there were some untold stories from kind of that time in our country's history that would make some fascinating kind of mystery and some action. And so a lot of that informed this story is all that around some of the things that happened during the Civil War and then some of the things afterwards related to kind of the legend of Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. Wow. That is something else. Now, you were born in, you said, Nigeria?
Actually, I was born in the States, but my parents came back here to have me and then quickly moved back to Nigeria. So I spent early years of my life in Nigeria. Then we moved to Illinois.
Okay, okay. Now, you've written this book, and I definitely love, like I said, love, love, love it. I love the concept. I love everything about it. Now, you wrote it not only to be fun, but to be educational. Can you talk a little bit about the vision of the hidden educational content in it?
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, like anything, as you, I am sure, well know, is that you can't set out and say, boy, I'm going to write some story that teaches some kind of big lesson. You have to say, you know what, I'm going to write an awesome, fun, creative story. And then if I can find the heart in that and then call it out and it does something, you know, for us, you know, that's great. But, you know, I always say, you know what, no one wants fat-free ice cream. You know what, they want awesome ice cream. Now, if you can create awesome ice cream that then happens to be fat-free, that's wonderful. So we found out when we were developing the book, one, I started to see what I felt were some healthy themes emerging from the story, themes about, you know, kind of mercy and compassion instead of revenge. But also, we found out that we were building some vocabulary into the book that was very helpful for middle school kids. And on some of the later edits of the book, I actually sat down and I worked with some education professionals. And we ended up weaving into the book 140 of the top vocabulary words that middle school kids need for success. So they're kind of invisibly woven into the book, but it's kind of helping kids keep sharp, especially if they read them during the summer. You know, there's this classic thing in the summer. Some call it the summer slide, where kids mm-hmm. tend to regress in their reading of vocabulary over the summer. This is a fun, awesome action book that kids can read in the summer, and they don't even realize that they're really keeping themselves sharp from a vocabulary standpoint. So that's why on our website, leagueandlantern.com, you can not only buy the book, but for free you can download this vocabulary guide that features 140 of the top vocabulary words that appear in the book.
Oh, I love it. That is absolutely phenomenal, because you're right. When they're out for the summer, it's like, okay, brain turned off. And they forget so many things and so many concepts. So I love that. I love that idea. Now, you, what is the God DNA behind this book?
Yeah, well, all of my, you know, I'm a person of faith, so my faith kind of informs everything that I help create. But, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, usually what I create is not some kind of like direct, you know, kind of gospel allegory or something like a, you know, like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe or something like that. But I like to say that everything that I work on has a God DNA to it, in that it reinforces the kind of character that God's, you know, trying to develop in us. So for the League and the Lantern, the basic story is that 12-year-old Jay Kerndon's school sleepover at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago takes a shocking turn when a dangerous organization invades. He ends up escaping along with two new classmates, only to find they're on a 48-hour fight for survival on the streets of Chicago. What ends up happening is they unravel a mystery that goes back to the Civil War and an incredible secret about Jake's family. So the God DNA within this story is that there is a reinforcement of family and faith in the story, and what ends up being called to life are some of the words that Abraham Lincoln sourced from the Bible that he used in some of his speeches that inspired our nation during this critical time. Those words kind of come to life in a really fresh way for Jake during this adventure and inspire him to what does it mean to show mercy and compassion toward others.
Wow. I love it, Brian. That is absolutely, I'm telling you, I'm speechless on this, because you don't find people that say, okay, I see a problem and I'm going to solve it. But you did your due diligence. You got educators involved, and you really took it to the next level. And I'm so ecstatically proud. Now, what would you say to a person that they desire to write a book, or they desire to pursue their dreams in some way, but they're allowing fear to hold them in bondage? What would you say to that person?
Yeah, I would say, you know what, for me, you know, if I'm speaking to somebody of faith, I would say for me, it's all, because I'm not like a big, like, I've taken some, and looking back on it now in my 30-year career, I've taken some big risks where I've walked away from things in order to do new things, but I am not by definition a risk person. I'm pretty risk averse. But what's kind of taken me through this journey to pursuing things that I feel like God's put on my heart that do involve kind of stepping out of the boat and taking some risks is it's kind of three things. If I'm talking to somebody of faith, it's prayer, Bible, and community, you know, of that, you know, I really try to root myself, you know, in the Bible. What does God have to say about, you know, kind of faith and stepping out and not living in fear? And prayer, you know, just constantly taking my concerns, you know, to God and saying, you know, kind of where am I being practical in this, and where am I being fearful in this? And then the third thing is surrounding myself with people that are going to breathe into those dreams. So one of the things that I do is when I'm looking at kind of taking a key risky step in my life, kind of putting myself out there, I look around me for people that I feel like have a track record of making good decisions and have my best interests at heart. And I open up the process to them, and I ask them to be challenging me and counseling me along the way when I'm making a decision, so that I'm not doing it all by myself. Those three things together have usually pushed me to places that I wouldn't have gone alone.
I love what you just said, and I was trying to actually put this in a chat. You said surround yourself with people that will breathe. Did you say life?
Yeah. People that, one, have, you feel like they have a track record of making good decisions in their own life. Two, that they have your best interest at heart.
Yeah. Yes. I have an actual chat page that I can open up for the event. That way, if people have comments or questions, then I actually watch it to see if anyone have any questions. And, you know, you keep the people engaged to find out, okay, what is it that they're looking for as well? Now, you have the person that said, I tried this, but it didn't work out. And I don't think I want to try it again, but it's like a burning desire in their heart. And I feel when you see stuff like that, the timing just wasn't perfect, or they haven't perfected what they were working on. So what would you say to that person who said, well, okay, you know what, I tried this and it didn't work out. What would you say to that person, Brian?
Well, you know, the first thing that I would say to them is I would ask them a question, and I would ask them, who are the real life people? Who are the real life characters in their life, whether it's somebody that they personally know or just kind of some famous figure? Who are the real life people that they admire? And then also, what are the stories, the creative stories, whether they're movies or books or TV shows that have inspired them? I would ask them to honestly take a look at those characters, whether they're real life people or they're fictional characters. And I think every time you'll see that those heroes were defined not by how quickly they succeeded, not even defined by how talented they were. Almost every time those heroes are defined by how they responded to massive failure in their life. That's this thing called the hero's journey, that we're defined not by how quickly we succeed, but that how do we respond when we fail? Do we get back up and do we persevere again? And for me, you know, I look around, you know, people like, you know, you think about, you know, like authors like J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter. I think she was rejected by over the first 12 publishers that she submitted her book to. Or, you know, stories of, you know, Walt Disney. You know, a lot of people have heard Walt Disney was fired from his first job. A lot of people don't know he was fired from his first job because they said he wasn't creative enough. You know, so if you are going to define your life as, I'm only going to do things that I immediately succeed at, I think you're painting yourself into a very lonely corner.
I love it. Because many times when you're working on something and, you know, it's really, really a burning desire, it's something you have to keep working on, whether it is you have to perfect it or, you know, get some more feedback to take it to that next level, you have to do it. And that is how the radio show got started, On Fire to Inspire. It was birthed from a book that God told me to write. And like you said, you got to come out of that comfort zone in order to make it happen. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, that's not to say that just any win you get, you should just follow for the rest of your life. You know, at one point I thought I was going to be the starting point guard for the Chicago Bulls. You know, that ended up, you know, that wasn't going to happen. But if you're honest about and you surround yourself with people who will kind of be truth tellers to you, and they'll say, no, you've got something here. Just know that having something is just the first step. You could have kind of a basic gift, but you're going to have to work on it over time, and there's going to be failure along the way, and that's going to be how you learn and grow and get to where you are. So, you know, when I look around, you know, like, for instance, you know, in movies, and I look around now to having a – I've been part of developing 16 movies now. I look around at whether they're successful directors or they're actors or they're writers, and from what I've seen – if you put two of them in a room, whether they're a writer, a director, an actor, and one of them has A-level talent and B-level perseverance, and the other has B-level talent and A-level perseverance, my money's on the B-level talent person every single time. Because, yes, does it take a certain level of talent? Yes, it does. But beyond that, it is about perseverance and it's about resilience.
Love it. Perseverance and resilience. Yes. Definitely. So Brian, how do we follow you? How do we, you know, follow you on social media? What's your website and things of that nature?
Sure. Yeah. Best way is League_Lantern is my handle, and you can find me on Facebook and you can find me on Twitter. And then if you're interested in the book, if you go to LigAndLantern.com, that's League, you know, kind of like Justice League, LEAGUE, leagueandlantern.com. You go there, you can find out more about the book. You can download the first six chapters for free and see if it's something that you think a middle schooler in your life or anybody else might enjoy. And then if you buy the book off leagueandlantern.com, for every book we sell, we give away a book to a child who couldn't otherwise afford it for free, actual hardcover we give to them. So our current partners in that are Salvation Army, Boys and Girls Clubs, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and a few others. And at this point, we've already given away several thousand books.
Wow. I love it. And, you know, one of the things I truly love, Ryan, is the fact that you are truly the solution to problems. And, you know, you're finding this, you're seeing that there's a problem. You're saying, here, I'm going to be the person to fix it. You're the problem solver, so to speak. And I love that. You don't have that, you know, that mindset of I'm going to complain about it. No, let me figure out how I can fix it. I love that. Absolutely love it. So, Brian, we've had some more people join us. And so, guys, if you're just joining us, we have Brian Wells on with us tonight. I'm telling you, he's a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of wisdom. He has written, you said 16 or 15 movies now?
Well, I haven't written the movies. I served as executive producer on them. So the League of the Lantern is actually my first actual writing project. But, yeah, executive produced 16 movies.
All right. Executive produced 16 movies, and many of the movies have been included in specials and series on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and Hallmark. And, guys, I'm telling you, he has so much wisdom. And one of the things that he said was perseverance and resilience. Isn't that what you said, Brian?
That's right.
Okay. Perseverance and resilience is key to pursuing your purpose and your passion. I know God showed me a vision, Brian, of people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all of these tools. I've given them all of these gifts, but they're not doing anything with them. They have all these talents, and they're doing nothing. And then after that, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created for them to live. And who can better tell that story than someone that was sitting on their gifts and not, you know, allowing it to be used. They say the wealthiest place in the world is a cemetery because that's where so many dreams and inventions are. And I refuse to be that person that, you know, allowed my eyes to close before the legacies that God gave me were built.
So, firing me up.
So, Brian, you have a son that is going to be an English teacher?
That's right. Yep.
That's exciting. You had your own in-house proofer and editor. That's awesome. That is awesome. So, guys, go visit www.leagueandlantern.com. And you can actually get the first six chapters of the book for free. And if you purchase one, he will actually send one to a child who wouldn't be able to afford one otherwise. So you're actually being a blessing as you're actually purchasing the book. But you can download the first six chapters and see if your middle school will be interested in it. And it's actually, as they're reading, they have 140 vocabulary words that they need to know on a middle school level. And in addition to that, they're talking about love and compassion and things that we need to actually bring forth these days. Because all you see is violence and sex and drugs, and it's time out for that. Our kids need to see some things that's going to build them up, not to break them down. So I love the concept, Brian. I love that you are being a solution to the problem. And one of my friends in Radio Land says that all the time, Dr. Woman says all the time, be the solution to the problem. So you are being exactly that, and I commend you for that, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, Leah. It's a fun journey to be on, especially mm-hmm. when I hear kind of voices like you that are also pursuing your dreams. That's what it's about.
Yes, thank you so much. So, Brian, you said that they can follow you on Facebook and things of that nature and @leak_lantern.
That's right.
Okay. So, guys, his social media handle is @leak_lantern, and his website is www.leagueandlantern.com. Brian, did you have any final words that you want to share with the people?
I would just say that, again, you know, what we talked about, that if you feel like you're frustrated about something, it might very well be because God has put a solution in you, time for you to bring it forward.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, one thing I learned, Ryan, was many times the thing that frustrates you the most or the thing that you fear, that's generally where you have the most strength in. It truly, truly is. I know I found that out for myself. You know, I would not pray for anybody out loud. I wouldn't do it. But I found that I didn't understand who I was and my true identity. And so when I understood my true identity in Christ, I understood that I was an intercessor. And that's why the enemy tried to have me trapped in my mind to think that I couldn't pray out loud. So that's generally where your strength is. So, you know, you overcome that fear and pursue everything that God has called you to. So, Brian, I thank you. We are so blessed and honored to have had you tonight as a guest on Friday Inspire. Keep us posted on what's going on. We'd love to have you back. And I foresee a series of this book as well as a series of some shows. So you definitely have to keep us informed.
Absolutely, I will. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. So, guys, if any of you missed any of Brian's interview, you definitely want to go back and listen to the playback when it's available shortly. For those of you who missed any of it, I'm telling you, you want to listen to this because he has a powerful testimony. And he's not saying, hey, there's a problem. He said, there's a problem, but I'm going to be the solution. I'm going to find a solution. He's a family man. He's a man of God who says, there's time out for all of this that we're seeing in the media and we're seeing in the world. I want my children to have some wholesome stuff. That's why he's been a part of so many projects. He's executive produced over 16 movies, and they've been featured on well-known stations. You know, you've heard of NBC, you've heard of ABC, CBS, Fox, Hallmark. You've heard of all of that. And so it's time for you to stop talking about things, stop complaining, and move in it. One of the things God put on my heart this morning was he said, someone needs to know that I believe in you. They need to hear that. And so you hear me, Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, telling you that I believe in you. I believe in everything that God has called you to, everything that's on the inside of you that you're saying, I keep dreaming about this. I know I can do this. Yes, you can do it. And I have faith in you. I believe in you. Don't allow anyone to tell you otherwise. As he said, it takes perseverance, it takes resilience, and it takes believing in yourself. I believe in you, but I need you to believe in you. God has already equipped you. He's already sustained you, and you are already pre-qualified and qualified to do what he's called you to. Now step out on faith and do it. Just take on Nike's motto, just do it. I'm going to play something for you real quickly from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook, because this actual radio show stemmed from a book called On Fire to Inspire. It is available as an ebook, audiobook, and paperback. But I want to play a piece for you called Dare to Dream. So listen up. Listen to the words clearly, real closely. The name of the piece is Dare to Dream. And Dare to Dream is there's music in the background by Third Heaven Sound.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
Guys, that piece is called Dare to Dream. That came from the actual audiobook On Fire to Inspire. And it is a piece that needs to be a part of your something that just resonates with you to remember each and every day. It's time for me to dream again. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've been through. It's time to dream again because there's someone waiting on you. There's someone waiting on your gift. There's someone waiting on you to be committed to pursue everything that God has called you to. I believe in you. I need you to believe in yourself. Our sponsors for tonight's show has been such a blessing, and I want to thank each and every sponsor. Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, where they're specializing in your custom professional and personal products. Whether it's T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is, they're there for you. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. And they specialize in all of your hair care needs and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, sew-ins, makeup, anything you need, make sure you tell Rise. As for Rise, Rise will take care of you. And then PrintTower.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnets, videography, photography, and websites. So I'm telling you, it's time for you to pursue everything that God has called you to. The books that are available that I've written on Fire to Inspire, there's it's available, again, in ebook, audiobook, and paperback. The Book of Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations at this time is only available in ebook, but it is available in English, French, and Spanish, and it is on Kindle and Amazon. But it's time for you to start putting things in your eyesight, putting things in your ear gates, because you've got to build your spirit back up. Build your spirit man up, and I promise you to make your journey easier to pursue what you've been called to. And one of our final sponsors for tonight, I want to play their ad.
Did you know you don't need life insurance? No, you don't. Only your family does. If your family, your spouse, your children, if they depend upon your income to survive, then you owe it to them to make sure they're provided for no matter what. It could happen, you know. Happens every day. Call Mary Hayes with Primerica at area code 219-775-0197. That's again, Mary Hayes with Primerica at 219-775-0197 to see how easily and affordably you can insure your family. Make sure you mention that you heard it on Fire to Inspire.
Thank you so much to each and every person that has been a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you going into this fertile ground. We truly, truly appreciate it. Again, if you missed any of this interview, go back and listen to it, because Brian gave us some great, great, powerful nuggets that, you know, he stands on he believes in. He stands on the Word of God. He stands on the belief of family and equipping his children and being a solution to problems, not just complaining about them, but being a solution. And that's what many of us are here for. The things that frustrate you the most, many times that may be the thing that you're supposed to be the person to create the problem for, the solution to that problem. You're the solution for that problem. So it's time for you to rise up, time for you to awaken, it's time for you to rise, and it's time for you to move forward with momentum and everything that God's called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're here each and every week on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, go back and listen to the playback if you missed any of the show, because it was definitely a powerful, powerful show. Thank you again to our sister station, CW Christian World Radio Network. You can download that app for 24-hour Kingdom Gospel listening. I mean, you can listen to music 24 hours a day. You can listen to shows. You can listen to words of empowerment and encouragement. Again, that's Christian World Radio Network. The app is available on iTunes and Google Play. Free download. You can also listen to it at simiworldradio.com, and that's C-I-M-I worldradio.com. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler, here to inspire you to be the person that you've been called to be. It's time to stop existing and start living the life you were created to live. Have a great evening, a blessed week, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.